Hi, Chris here from today. 49% of workers say that they fear AI will eventually replace them in their work. But at the same time, 70% of those workers say that they would delegate as much as possible of their workload to AI. And it's an interesting juxtaposition. Under the pressure to be productive, are we essentially signing off our eventual redundancy? So last week, we spoke about the importance of setting really clear, human-based, value-driven boundaries when it comes to our AI strategies. But are we just way too busy to uphold such lofty ideals? We have three times as many online meetings and calls as we ever have before. 64% of workers are saying that they don't have time or energy to actually complete their workloads. And at the same time, leaders are showing a concern, 60% of them, a concern that workers are not being innovative enough. So last year in the UK, we were one of the most emotionally distressed workforces in the world. And if you add all of that together, along with the demand to be innovative, it's easy to see how we're struggling. These are not the conditions where creativity is likely to thrive. But at the same time, there is that demand for us to be productive with our creativity. And of course, that creates a temptation to make more and more use of the pretty brilliant generative AI tools that are out there. However, when we start delegating more and more of what's essentially human about our work, so that ability to communicate authentically, to be creative and to innovate to AI, are we starting to delegate our essential relevance, all in service to quite a narrow definition of productivity, more quickly? And I'll use the example of producing a piece of content. There's a huge demand for businesses to produce more and more content. And trust is a key element within business. And one important component of trust is intimacy. And part of the impact of a piece of content is not just what it says, but it's the intimacy created by the fact that you know that these are the words of the author. They have thought about it deeply, they care about it, and they've endeavored to articulate it in their own imperfect words. It creates a relationship. Now, that impact is lost when you know or suspect that 95% of a piece of content has been generated from source even by AI. And maybe the only contribution of the writer has been that they've edited it at the end. And you end up with this real saturation of lots and lots of content for content's sake. And it begs the question, but what's the point though? And operating in spaces like this, whether it's the faux writer or the reader, is bound to lead to a greater sense of disconnect. And the more that this approach infuses more of our channels of communication, whether it's simply writing an email, producing a deck for a presentation, producing an agenda for a meeting, producing your content marketing strategy. The more and more that this happens, I think the more and more disengaged the workforce will become. And we know that this is a problem worldwide right now. So this in no way is intended as an anti-AI piece. Clearly, there are some fantastic opportunities represented by using various automation technologies, and there's some really creative ways that we can create more space and time for ourselves. They're giving us back that gift of time to focus on the things that we are really great at, that we love doing, and let's face it, we are actually more productive. Those are absolutely to be embraced. However, I do think that there are areas, particularly in relation to generative AI, that we have to be more selective and boundaried, because the more that we delegate what's essentially human and brilliant about ourselves and our teams to AI, all in service to quite a narrow definition of productivity more quickly, we run the risk of delegating our essential connection, meaning, and purpose. And when we lose that, we lose everything. So I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on this. Please do check out our blog on it, where we delve into it in a bit more detail. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with me at chris@fromtoday.com or on LinkedIn. I'll speak to you soon.